So we continue to watch and track just the horrific situation down in Central Texas with this flood that's killed 82 people, 11 still missing, and particularly the girls' camp that was there, which makes it even more tragic.
Yeah.
Little girls' summer camp, mm-hmm. And many of them did not make it. The owner didn't make it as he was trying to save others. Let's get the very latest with Eben Brown, Fox News Radio and WJR correspondent. Eben, it's good to have you. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is, as you said, there are 82 people that we know so far are who perished in these floods in the Texas Hill Country. And the number is expected to rise because there are a great number of people who are still unaccounted for. And by a miracle, that number won't rise. But statistically, it will. And that's an awful, awful thing. You mentioned the summer camp. This is a very famous camp in Texas called Camp Mystic. It is a Christian camp, a camp for girls, and a lot of Texas society sends their young daughters to this camp for summer experiences. And some of the youngest of their campers were the ones to have to have been killed. Their cabins were closer to the river than the other ones, I guess. And this river, the Guadalupe River, rose something like 25 or 27 feet in just less than an hour, like 45 minutes. It's unheard of. People are referring to this as a 100-year or a 500-year flood. And that's not just a saying that people have. That's an actual technical term. It means that there's no real historical record for something like this actually happening. So there's no way to expect that this could happen. With that, I mean, this it caught a lot of people obviously unawares. And despite that, there were, from the National Weather Service, the flood warnings and watches and whatnot. You just don't know what people may or may not have been doing at a summer camp where things are a bit rustic and maybe they're not walking around with their phones. Maybe they don't have radios. At least not everyone. Maybe just the camp director might have had. As a summer camp alum myself, I know that you go through a summer without really being connected to things technology wise. But at the same time, people, again, it was July 4th weekend. Maybe people were just not paying as much attention to the news or whatnot. This is all Monday morning quarterbacking, and it's Monday morning as it is. But maybe we should wait till Wednesday or Thursday on this, because right now, we have to just take in the enormity of this, that there's more than 80 people dead. And this is absolutely horrific. We hear about these types of things happening in the third world. We don't hear them happening in Texas much or anywhere else in the U.S. When, they happen, but it's very infrequent. And so this is, it's
terrible.
An awful thing to have to behold. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. And Eben, we heard the Kerr County judge, he said, nobody saw this coming. And so do we know if weather alerts were missed, or was this just simply a tragic case of nature just overpowering the warning system?
Well, the National Weather Service issued its watches and warnings all within appropriate times. I don't think that that's a matter of concern. But if the National Weather Service is sounding the bell and no one's listening, that's a problem. And so without getting too much into things like politics.
Yeah.
I have to ask the question: Were the radio stations staffed and relaying the appropriate messaging? Were the television stations doing their job? Did people turn off the alerts on their phones? All of those methods for communicating emergency information have to be adhered to. Otherwise, whatever the National Weather Service is doing, it doesn't really. It's not going to be effective if everyone else in the chain isn't doing their thing. And that's something that everyone should remember. I'm in Florida. I think you guys know that. Mm-hmm. And I have a weather radio that sits in my kitchen, and I'm constantly making sure it's plugged in and the battery is fresh, the backup battery is fresh, and that it's communicating with the National Weather Radio in our area, because that's what goes off and makes a very loud sound if we have a tornado warning.
Right.
Uh, Because we have to get into a small little laundry room in the house if one is coming, and we've had to do that. So, I can't recommend those things enough. I mean, it's old technology, it's radio, right? You know, but it works.
I worked at a local TV station, Evan, for a long time, and those meteorologists there, like, were saying, get these weather radios, and hopefully people are listening because they can help a big deal. What is the role of FEMA right now? How is that helping?
So FEMA comes in. So here's the thing with FEMA. FEMA comes in after the emergency, right? You know, that's what they do. And their big job is to make sure that your local emergency managers can get what they need without having to go through a bunch of red tape or being put on hold or whatever. So if your local area, God forbid, has some kind of catastrophe and they need, let's say, backhoes, well, we've got 10 backhoes in a town, 50 miles away. Well, FEMA will make sure that the drivers are paid, that the gas is paid for, and that they get these things hauled out to you ASAP. That's the kind of stuff that FEMA does in the interim. FEMA can also help get people signed up for emergency aid. They can get grants. They can get loans to help rebuild, whether it's their homes, whether it's their businesses. Those loans are very helpful. I have one myself. It's like 1% interest rate. There was a year's deference on the payback. It's a 30-year loan. It happened because we had some pretty significant hurricane damage at my house a couple of years back. So these are helpful products for people to use if they need them, if they qualify for them. But there's always this expectation that FEMA is going to be there in the middle of the storm to come in with a helicopter and grab you out of the raging flood. That's just not how it works.
So what's the status of the flood water now? We have just a minute left. What's the status of the flood water? Has it receded at all? What are they expecting over the next couple of days?
I believe that there could be some further swelling. As the rain trickles down out of the hills and back into the rivers, there could be additional swelling. So really the risk isn't over here yet. Now would be the time where people would need to evacuate if they haven't evacuated and they survived the initial onslaught, because right now things are not going to be safe and serene, at least for a couple of days until all of this passes. When we see these situations, especially with river flooding, there's the initial flooding, there's secondary flooding, and then there's downstream flooding, because all that water has to go downstream, right? It travels.
Right.
So and that causes risks to any communities downstream. So, that's something. Now people kind of know what's coming at this point. So they really have a heads up to get the heck out of the way.
Yeah, and obviously the focus is on those that we've lost and the search efforts that continue, but lots of property damage that's going to have to be sorted through, all those things that we'll continue to watch. Evan Brown, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
We'll take a break. More coming up on JR Morning.